My connections honestly have come from one, social media. And that's why I'm a big advocate for positively using social media to expand your business. People always say, hey, we saw your jewelry on Girls Trip on Morris Chestnut. How did you get on the red carpet? I saw a post from a stylist. I didn't know it was for him. I just saw a post that was like, hey, we're looking for new designers, submit your work. And I submitted my work. And it got selected, and I had no clue who it was going to be on. And then I had no clue that it was in the movie until I went to the movie. Me and my friends in the movie theater, and I remember the outfit. I remember the day. I remember everything. And I said, wait a minute, that's... And then me being able to post things and people tagging them to my profile or learning about my store. Social media has been positive. And then not only that, but living up to what you see on social media. Who you see is who you get.
Hi Hannah.
This is an exclusive Hannah.
What's up, guys? It's your boy, Coach B.
Hey, and it's Cammy.
That was kind of smooth. I like how
yes,
you said that.
Yes, welcome back to the Millennial Empowerment Couple. We have another amazing guest with us today, don't
yes.
we, hon?
Yes.
We have Miss Tasha Green. She's the CEO of DTT Jewelry Line. Okay, this is a beauty brand and a lifestyle brand, and everything is handcrafted. She has jewelry and any type of lifestyle product that you're here for. She started a company in October of 2013. In November of 2018, she started distributing in Tanger outlets, like a major outside mall. So we know her as a creative cultivator, and we just wanted to bring her on. She has an amazing story. She's a young mother who went through so many things to become who she is. We brought her on to let you guys know that nothing's impossible. You can accomplish all things. And she's a wonderful young mother. We call her what? The super single mother.
Super single.
But I think it's because she's like a superwoman. So welcome, Tasha Green.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me.
So Tasha, tell us a little bit about you. Something that Camila pretty much did, kind of gave a good script, but go ahead and give us a little, your background information.
Well, as you all know, I'm Latasha Green. I'm the CEO and creative cultivator for DTT by L. Green. In October of 2013, I started a jewelry company. And basically, I just started a company off of saying, I can do this. I had went to a shopping event and I had purchased from another Black-owned small business and I loved the product. But when I came home, I was just looking at it and it was like, you know, this is something that I could have possibly done on myself if I would have just tried it. So I literally went to the craft store, got a bunch of stuff, crafted it, and almost 7 years later, I'm here. I went from jewelry to now doing lifestyle products to include candles. I just launched a subscription box. So the business has evolved, but that's really my story, just saying that I could do it and trying and letting God take over, and I'm getting out of his way.
I know that's
wow. I would really definitely say God has been a factor, because I've seen you over the years and it's just amazing. As we were speaking earlier, you've been on several news channels, several, celebrities have had the storylines. Yeah. I think I saw you with gift bags at like celebrity award shows. Uh-huh. You've been on BET. This is just amazing. So I definitely would say God is in it. Now, my question is, because you just, you know, you bought something and it sprung something in you to create yourself. Have you always been a creative or liked to do tactile things like jewelry or building?
Yes and no. So I was always the person in the family who was like, Tasha, decorate the table. Tasha, can you help us decorate the room? And so you just did it. Like, my mom is like the Black Martha Stewart. Like, I just get it from her. So I just felt like it was something naturally I knew how to do. I didn't realize what it was. Like, I didn't know it was crafting. I didn't know I was creative. I just thought it was something that I had been taught to do. So I know how to do it. But just taking that piece of jewelry and saying, I think I could do it. I really think that was my engineering side, because I always love to tell people I consider myself the creative engineer because my background is technical. I have degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, master's in management information systems. And so for me to say, I want to figure out how they broke this down was that engineering side. And so, it was the analytics. Like, how did they do this? I wonder how you could put this together. And so then the creative side came with like literally launching the business and keeping it going to what it is now.
Wow. So this in terms of going from that point of, oh, I think I can do this, and actually creating your business. How did that occur? Like, was it just in you, you willed yourself, or did you consult people? I always want to know, like, what is the thing? Because there's a lot of people that say, I should make this a business. But what was it for you that actually catapulted you into doing the business? Can you help anybody with that?
Sure. So first, it was me. It was me feeling like, I think I can do this. And then going from, I think I could do this to, oh, I know I can do this. Mm. So first it was me believing in me, not knowing how I was going to do it or the foundation, how it was going to come together. But just thinking, Tasha, you've gotten through much more. You can get through trying to put this business together. And then it went from just what you see people doing, starting to make a bracelet. And my big aha was when I posted a bracelet Friday night, just having fun, took a picture, put it on social media. Mm-hmm. And someone was like, hey, I see you're making bracelets now. There's a place not too far from you that has amazing quality pieces. You need to visit them and see if you like them. So I went, and they had gorgeous gemstones, things that at the time I didn't even know what they were, because I was like 2 days into making jewelry. So mm-hmm. I didn't know what it was, but I went and they had an anniversary sale, and the grand prize was unlimited jewelry making classes. And so I won the grand prize.
Wow.
So I was the only one.
Got it.
Yeah. That's how my business name came, but I know we'll get there. But it was definitely, I won, and I the grand prize of unlimited classes for one full year. How many ever, how I could just take it.
Wow.
And so I was able to go from, I think I could do this, to I know I could do this, to God opened the door to say, I want you to do this, and I'm going to provide so you can do this. Mm. And so I was able to take all the classes for free. I soaked up all the knowledge. I asked all the questions. And then that engineering and technical background came in because I'm a researcher. So even though I went to the classes and they gave me that foundation, I had to do my part to go in and say, well, what were they talking about? And continue to practice. How do I make this into a legit business? And I made a lot of pitfalls, and I invested in people. Social media, you see that people like, we can help you, we can do this. And so I did invest in people, and some of them were very beneficial. There are a lot of them that are in my life now that have really helped take my business to another level. But I just tried to do the groundwork on myself before I started picking and paying for additional help.
Wow, that's awesome. You got a year free worth of classes.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Wow. That's when I know, like, again, that's from God, and he's showing you, mm-hmm. I just love what you said. He told you, yes, go ahead and do that.
Yep. And he can provide for me.
Wow. I think when people start their business and start something, they mm-hmm. go leaving their job. So let me ask you this question, Tasha, because I know last time you came on, are you still full-time? Let me ask that question. Are you still full-time with your regular job and have your outside business and your own business going along?
You do. Yes.
Okay. So
yep.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I'm currently still full-time government employee, 9-to-5 in the IT community, and I'm on executive, the leadership side. So wow. I still work and run a full business.
So guys, I need you to listen to this. This is a single mother actually taking care of her business and taking care of her family at the same time, making sure her child is getting fed, making sure she's running her business, making sure her customers getting done. So with all of that being said, you must got a phenomenal team that holds it up for you. Talk about that team that you must have. Hey, you gotta have it.
So I do have a phenomenal team, and I didn't for a long time.
Okay.
First, it was just me and my family. Literally, Ma, can you help me with this? Hey, babe, my boyfriend has been phenomenal in helping me with the business. My son, he's grown now. Wow. So it's like, hey, Mom, I need you to go to this event with her. Like, you need to help me out if you want them joys.
Wow.
So my team was family. And being as though, like, my store's in the second year of being open now, for me to grow, I knew I had to start opening my heart and trusting other people with my baby and bringing in people. So I have three associates at the store. So my team is how I'm able to get all of this done.
Wow.
Okay. There's so many facets to that. So I just want to go back to you still working your 9-to-5 That's and right. a business, because a lot of people don't realize wow. the sacrifice it takes for a lot of CEOs, owners, business people. Like, they don't just hit it and go. It's like, really, you are working around the clock and just having that consistency and putting that effort in it. So I just love that you said that. Are there days where you're just like, I don't want to do this anymore. This is a lot.
My 9-to-5 or my business?
Any and all of the above.
Either one.
So let me tell you, honestly, speaking from the heart. I love my 9-to-5, and it's been a blessing. I've been able to provide for my child as a single parent, okay? I'm able to travel the world and be okay, you know? And so I love my job. Nothing, but I just want my time back, you know? So that's my biggest thing. I just need my time back, because honestly, my job is not my passion. And God put us there for a purpose, for his purpose. And so I feel like my passion is his purpose. So I just want my time back so I can work my purpose, which is my entrepreneurial spirit of jewelry making, just making people feel lovely, teaching people just how to love yourself again. And I don't do that at my 9-to-5, but my 9-to-5 is a blessing. You see what I'm saying? No. So it's many days I go to the job and I get in the parking lot like, Lord, I'm thankful for this opportunity. I get a nice check, but I just rather be doing something else.
Wow.
So
no, that speaks volumes. And that, as you get more wise, you start to realize that time is the most valuable thing, like, period. And that time will get you anything that you kind of want, you know what I mean? And that includes, like, financial, that's relational. It's so many things that time does, and you start to realize, hold up, my time is becoming more valuable.
Absolutely.
So I can relate to that, even with starting a podcast where we really started to blast off others. I couldn't do anything but focus on the podcast. Even at work, I'm like, ooh, when I get off, okay, I gotta do this as soon as I get off work and do this and that. But so I completely understand it, but it's like, yes, you are still grateful and you still do your job. So it's just like that balance and knowing and to hear from God of when it is time to maybe separate and move forward. I love that. Okay, and then the second part that you did, because you were just dropping some great jewels.
Yeah,
it's just about this team. Oh my goodness. Because I think I can be sort of like you, Tasha, where it's like I have to have my hands on things. It's like that control thing. You want to make sure it's done right. Like you said, it's your baby. And it's just like, oh, no, it just make you cringe if somebody got something off and you just want to make sure people are passionate. So how did you get to that point where you could vet people and say, like, okay, this is the right one for me? Or what is your process with that?
Good question.
Okay, so my staff, they went through interviews. And so I'm a person of feeling. I have to feel the energy. Nothing crazy. It's just that I get a sense of if it's going to work or if it's not going to work, you know? And so I did a series of interviews to find people. And they just, it was like, Tasha, that's it. You know, they were able to check the box that, of course, you have your typical interview questions, which I don't ask those typical interview questions because being on my 9-to-5, I know what they are and I know what people are going to say. So when it comes to self, I didn't ask those questions. I just asked questions like, well, why do you want to work here? What benefit will you bring to the business? I know my benefit to you. What benefit would you bring to the business? And so those type of questions help weed people out.
Yeah.
You know, with that being said, and when you having a great team, doing this pandemic right now, Mm-hmm. You had to just say, hey, guys, we're going to go, we can't do it full time no more. And how was that transition? Because it seemed like you enjoyed your team and we all want to have our team. How has that changed just during this time? Because I know you say, hey, Coach B, we're back at it on next week and we're back ready to roll. So how was that change and that transition for you?
It was hard because I look at my team like my babies, mm-hmm. you know, even if they were older than me, I look at them like my babies. Mm-hmm. And so when this first hit, it was so unknown. Mm-hmm. Like we didn't know if this was just a couple of days. We didn't know if this was just going to be a week. It was just so unknown for all of us. So when it hit, I let them know, hey, you all, if you're not comfortable with coming in, it's okay. You know, you don't have to come in. I'm going to still pay you. And then when we got to the point of we had to close because of the executive order, I sat them down and was like, I don't know how long this is, but based on what we were doing, you know, I could pay you until X amount of time. But then we've gone into 2-3 months. I had to have a conversation like, it's an unknown at this point. You all still have jobs. I still want you, but I just don't know when this is going to end or when we're going to be able to reopen. So that conversation, of course, was hard as a business owner. Mm-hmm. It was hard as just a human being because, you know, not saying people need their money, but people want their money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
of course. So having that conversation about it, I'm going to let you finish that because I'm sorry to cut you off, but did that, when they said they was giving out all these loans to the small businesses and stuff like that, because I feel like I was telling Camille, you know, they didn't even look our way. And it was like, well, you didn't have 100+ employees. I'm looking
there was so many.
You were still a small business. Did that affect you guys at all at DTT?
Absolutely. So with all of the programs that they said were available, they are available. I just don't feel as if they're available to the super small business. That's what I call this. People don't understand, or maybe some people just don't know. A small business isn't based off of revenue. It's just based off of the amount of employees you have. Mm-hmm. So you can have 2 employees, but be a major corporation. Look at like the Kylie Jenners and stuff, you know, they may be considered a small business, but they're making revenue. Mm-hmm. It's the number of people they have. Mm-hmm. So those programs are for people who may have an accountant on staff who is doing your books. You may have a person that's your tax person that sits right there in your office and you could do like it wasn't for the hairdresser. Mm-hmm. Maybe claiming herself in her regular taxes and she couldn't produce the 20 documents you wanted. Oh, wow. It wasn't for the mom and pop or the real small business. And I said that all the time, every time they would say that these programs are here, yeah, they're there. But look at some of the people who got them. Steak Shack.
I was shocked when I saw this. It's like, wow.
Lakers.
It's not right. I know. Wow. That's just disgusting.
Wow.
And what have you done during this time? Because as Coach B mentioned, you guys are opening back up this coming mm-hmm. Friday, Juneteenth, baby.
Make sure you go out, guys.
Businesses.
Yeah.
So what did you do in the interim? Because I saw, you know, your IG was live. Okay. It was live. She was pushing and promoting. And I love that part. So what were your strategies to keep you up during this time?
So my strategy kind of didn't change from when the store was open. One thing that I can stamp is social media can be a positivity to any business if you allow it to be. It allows people not in your area to get exposure to your business. So I was always big on posting. I was always big on hashtags. I was always big on letting people that aren't physically in the store into our world. So hopefully it can bring them into the store. So what I just continued to do was post, but then, you know, social media went up a whole nother level. I started doing more lives. We did virtual events where we did like virtual happy hours. Nice. We might have did virtual shopping events. You just had to get creative with keeping people knowing like we're here, we're not in the store, but we're physically here. You know, inventory was still shipping. We were shipping online. So our online sales really picked up. And then it was just convenience letting people know, hey, if you need, right now they open curbside. So if you want to do curbside, we'll come outside and meet you. So just trying to let people know we understand the fears. But we're still here to help in whatever way we can. So social media, virtual was huge. So for my business per se, I didn't have to pivot as much as some other businesses did, but I just took it up to the next level of really being active on it.
Wonderful. Wow, and then, and I don't know if this is getting too personal, but I just wonder about, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to. Tandra Outlets, did they offer anything for the shop owners in there?
So they
like discounted or something where you didn't have to pay?
So they have been very, very supportive, checking in to see how we're doing. They haven't said one word about give us our money.
Oh, like wow.
They awesome. No, they were not that landlord. Mm-hmm. They have been amazing in a sense of we're here, and even things when we weren't physically in the store, they were like, let us know what you're doing in your community to keep your business going, and we'll advertise that.
So if it
was a hey, DTT went to feed the hungry during COVID, they would have advertised that for us. So they've been wonderful through this. And still, like, they let us access our stores if we needed to get merchandise so we could sell online. So I, you know, they've been a blessing. They haven't been one of those people who didn't understand, who were like, give us our money. They haven't done that.
Oh, wow. That's good to hear, especially for someone as big as Tandra, I would think.
Yeah,
well, I would know. It just make me think like, I don't know. But that's awesome. I love to hear that.
They've been wonderful.
I know a lot of times that you have generations have changed and your culture now has changed. And I know you see that. That's going to a little curry what's going on. We got protesters going on. We got different cultures where I know your product deal with everybody, adversity. Mm-hmm. So how did that take in when at this point in time, when you said it's pivoting and changing, how do you exactly feel like, okay, that's make this a better place now for all businesses now where everybody has that equal opportunity? Because we talked about they gave loans, but then you also had some people didn't get it. Some people didn't get it. So how would you say you by being at Tank, you know, in that huge organization, they kept mm-hmm. showing you love. So I want people to understand mm-hmm. that. So what's your take on that part?
So I'm hoping more businesses take on the model that Tanger did, you know, in letting the super, you know, small business come in and get exposure and get pieces of the money. Because right now what we're going through is that a lot of businesses are suffering, you know. And even the big businesses are about to suffer. So it's going to come a time where the small business and the big business is fighting for the same space.
There you go. Especially online, yes.
Exactly. We're all going to be fighting for the same space. So I hope with the new normal, the big businesses will put out their hand to the smaller businesses and say, let's do this together. You have something that has made your business great. We have exposure. We have marketing. We have dollars. Let's come together and do this together. And not only for the businesses, but the cultures. You know, we see so many businesses now saying, hey, Black people, we're here. We want to work with you. Be about what you're saying. You know,
say that. Like, man, what is the policy? I need to see the actual action.
Yeah. I want to see. I love your emails and I love your posts saying this is what you're going to do. And you know what? I even like that you're giving money behind it, but now I need actions because money is like just here. Let me give you some money, and maybe it'll go away. No, we're here. We're not going to go away.
Right.
Now that you said you were going to give this money, are we going to diversify our boardroom?
Wow.
Are we going to now let that smaller Black business come in and pitch their product to you to get in your big store without you asking for a million stats that you know they don't have?
Yeah.
You know? Talking today. That's good gems. Go ahead. Yeah.
You know they don't have that. Are you going to be, hey, we're here to help you. We're here to let you to help you grow. We're here to learn from you because obviously you're doing something right that you even got in our boardroom. Let's put our hands together as businesses, as cultures, and try to work with each other. Because if not, we're going to keep going downhill and it's not going to work. God didn't make this like this for us, for confusion to work. It's not going to work if we don't get it together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
My God. That's
great,
good.
Great response. Mm-hmm. Now, I do want to go back to DTT because I always was curious of how did you get this name DTT by L Green? Can we talk about that?
So, sure. So DTT, and I always get asked this question, what does DTT stand for? DTT stands for Divine Trinity Trinket. Okay. So going back to the story about me being in the B store and I won the anniversary gift, I felt like that was divine. It was sent to me. Okay. Ooh. Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Okay. And so trinkets was, I didn't want to say jewelry business because look at it now. I've morphed into so much more. Mm. So I didn't want to kind of put myself into a box. So I said, trinkets, what encompasses everything? Trinkets. So that's what Divine Trinity Trinkets stand for. So the reason I use DTT by L Green is because honestly, when I first started, people thought I was just a Christian-based business.
Oh.
And so I didn't want to disrespect the real Christian-based businesses. Yes, I have morals and I love God, but I'm not considered a Christian-based business. So I thought it best for marketing, honestly, just to shorten it to DTT by L Green, and that's my name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. I like it.
I love it.
So I have a question about just you giving back, because I before the COVID hit and everything, I used to always see you promoting your classes for children to learn how to do jewelry making. I thought that was so beautiful and wonderful. And that can be, you know, an eye opener or just an access for so many people to start their own like you did. So how did that come about? And I guess, are you going to start that back once everything opens back up?
So absolutely. How it came about was I had a client who had some of my races and she happened to work for like DC Park and Recs. And someone saw her braces and was like, those are pretty. Who made them? And she told them about me. They needed someone to teach jewelry making for the Marion Barry Summer Employment Program through the Departments of Park and Rec. So based off of the design they saw her wearing, they called me in for an interview. That was 6 summers ago.
Wow.
I did the interview, got the position. And so that allowed me to begin to teach youth jewelry making. And so at first, honestly, when I started, I didn't teach anyone because I'm like, I'm trying to learn myself. I'm trying to learn this myself. But I was always taught, don't say no to an opportunity. Try it.
Yes.
Because if opportunity came to you, it was supposed to, meaning like a positive opportunity. You know, all opportunities won't end up positive, but I believe all of them will be learning lessons.
Mm.
So I said, I will walk into it, and you never know what it's going to be if you don't try it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, sure, I'll try it. And I went in, and that program is, and it still is amazing. I was able to teach youth how to make jewelry, not only just to make jewelry. Like, I just thought, I'm just going to teach them how to make jewelry. That's it. No. My first summer, I saw transitions in youth. I saw youth that came in that felt that they could not succeed. I saw youth that came in that didn't feel empowered to do anything. Some of them didn't even make it to class. You know, they're dealing with things at home. They're dealing with things with peers. And so I saw the transition and them walking in the door the first day to be like, well, I don't know what this program is. My mama signed me up. I don't want to be here, to a full-fledged jewelry collection in 6 weeks, okay?
Wow.
And not only that, they walked out the door feeling like, I can do it. And so that is always what I want to instill in anybody. I don't care if they're watching me from a jewelry standpoint, an entrepreneur, or just who I am. Just try, because you never know if you can do it or not. And so me teaching those youth gives them an instill of I can do it. And so after I did it the first year, the feeling that they gave me, see, they felt like I was giving them something, but they gave me much, much more. And I liked what I saw and how they react. So I started the jewelry making classes, teaching private lessons. I teach, you know, classes. So when COVID comes back, we don't want that to come back. So when the world reopens, I would definitely love to be able to get back to the hands-on, but I just don't know when I can do the one-on-one sessions anymore just because of the world we live in. But through technology, I will be doing virtual classes.
Oh, nice.
I'm still, I'm still doing the DC program, and it's going to be online this year. So my kids will get to see me. I'll get to see them. We'll meet once a week, social distancing, so they can like get their supplies. And then the rest of the time we'll be online. And so I'll be doing videos and recordings. And so then I'll probably publish those so I can start helping other youth do the same thing. So just going virtual with it, but still hopefully I can get it going.
So powerful. Wow. What ages are these kids that you teach?
They are from 14 to 24 is the ages, and they are DC youth. And this is Marion Barry's summer program that he started when I was a baby.
I know, I was going to say, that's taking it back to that Marion Barry program. I love that. Oh, that's so powerful.
Yes.
Thank you for that, because things like that, when they you can make something, that can change your life and your perspective.
And I told them with this, it's not, they get paid to be in the program. So of course they get a paycheck, but I always tell them, I feel like they were the lucky ones, because after I teach you how to do this, you can go change your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You could possibly build generational wealth. Mm-hmm. You could possibly take your community to another level off of what I'm teaching you here. So take this seriously. So it's an honor for me to be able to give that to them and to the community.
Wow. You know, I'm hearing you talk, and I'm enjoying it. I'm loving the gems. I mean, it's so amazing, because when we get people on the show, a lot of times we get CEOs, we get people that own companies, but it sounds so much like you outside the box, where you actually teaching and you want kids to understand. You want people to have their own business. What are some things just off of that you saying that if I see Tasha today, they won't know that you're doing a community. They won't know that you're going back and teaching people. What would you say when they see just Natasha, something that they might not have read about? Give me some eye stuff that you'd be like, you know what? This is me right here, just out of the blue.
Well, for one, I'm 6'1". So,
wow.
Tasha's tall, yeah.
Wow. I would have never thought that. Wow.
You know what? It's so funny. Everybody I meet, like on the social media side, when they see me in person, that's the first thing they say. I didn't know you were tall. And I'm like, well, how do you know? You know, on social media, that's all I am. So they don't know that I am this tall.
I know, I was going to say, I know how tall you are, but just having you sitting down thinking, I'm like, I guess you could look like you could be like 5'6" sitting right there.
Yeah.
You definitely could.
I'm 6'1", yeah. And then a lot of people just don't realize that, hey, my background, even though I'm in the store or on social media making jewelry, I'm really an analytical person. Like, my background is technical. I'm an engineer. So that's another thing. And then I just like to have fun. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't take this too seriously, because I feel like laughter is the cure to everything. But you have to laugh within parameters. You know, you just can't be in a boardroom and bust out laughing. But you know, you still have to, you know, laugh at a couple of things. So just being like, I love to laugh. I love to have fun. I mean, I don't take this too seriously, but I take it seriously because I know this is something important and I'm giving back to somebody some kind of way. But, you know, it's just not that serious. Y'all would be like, she is just the most chill person, because it's just like, I'm just Tasha. That's all.
You know,
I was
it's
like
crazy that you said that, because I remember Camila asked me. She said, "Well, how did the interview? I know when I saw it, it was pretty good." I said, "Be honest, she was so chill." I said, "Man, it seemed like her business. She was like, yeah, I got the location, but it looked like I can really still be good because God blessing me." And that was so creative that and that's why I said we had a great conversation, and that's why I want some people to understand, like, you can start a business, but you have to love what you do. But you don't also have to quit your job. And you can still be a single mother. So I need some people to understand, like, listen, it may be hard, but you can do it. And you just explained to them just now, like, listen, I'm having fun. Of course, it's hard work. Of course, I've heard some other things. You saying, listen, I'm out here fighting for our rights as Black entrepreneurs. I think that's so key. And I appreciate you sharing that to some people just now, and I hopefully that they heard it. But any new products you got coming out soon? Like something new that we might can look for when the new coming into it, when you open up, anything new? Let's see. We might get inside scoop, guys.
So, of course, we always have amazing boutique clothes for women small to 3X. And we try to always get the latest styles, but keep them economically priced. So we'll we get new arrivals and we'll always have that. But coming into stores, I'll have more of my signature products. So they'll be in the stores. And also we're branching into more of the lifestyle.
You showed us.
Yeah, so these are reed diffusers. So I custom make signature scent products. So I have reed diffusers, I have candles, and I have wax melts. And I blend my oils together and I sit in my kitchen.
Okay.
And I make these products and they are amazing. I launched them in like October of 2019. And I just started using them in the store because I felt a need. I'm about smells. And so I was honestly giving my money to big businesses who were not doing anything back for the smaller business. Mm-hmm. So me said, I can figure out how to do this.
That's right.
And so I did. My first things were terrible, but I figured it out. And so people started coming in and asking, what are you burning? And so it was the demand of my clients that made me launch the Signature Scent Collection. So that's my Signature Scent Collection. And I will be launching into like more lifestyle things. So I make mugs. These will be in the store. And yesterday I launched my subscription box. So my subscription box.
Tell us more about that. Yes. I saw that on your Instagram.
Yes, it's a members only product where monthly you can get amazing lifestyle products to just make you love on yourself again. I have to be honest where I got so into my 9-to-5 and my business that I wasn't taking care of myself. You know, I wasn't saying woosah for a minute, Tasha, like Supergirl has to rest. And so I caught, you know, found myself not loving myself in the sense of going to the spa, getting my facials, just having me time. I was in front of a computer or I was doing something for the business. And so I saw how I easily kind of fell into that. So I said, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one in the world who feels this way.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to be able to at least want, and being a mom, we get it. Mm-hmm. Girlfriend, I'm in an almost 5-year relationship. Mm-hmm. Wives, like all the facets that women wear, we can forget about ourselves. So I just wanted to be able to make a product to where at least monthly you can remember yourself. This is for you. The investment is so worth it. You know, using products for yourself. I give you full line of different products. You'll get something every month. And so I launched that on yesterday and I have subscribers and I'm so blessed.
Yeah. So awesome. You just have some wonderful products. So really, Tasha, question is, and before we wrap it up, I really want to know, because you've done so many great things and you have so many great products that have gone out in the world and people are discovering it. How do you establish these connections? Like, is there anything that you do? In general, it does seem like you are a great networker. You just have a great bubbly personality. Do you consider that as a part of just your connections and being able to expand your business? And
you know, my connections honestly have come from one, social media. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm a big advocate for positively using social media to expand your business. People always say, hey, we saw your jewelry on Girls Trip on Morris Chestnut. How did you get on the red carpet?
Yeah.
And I'm like, social media. And they look at me like, huh? And I'm like, no, I saw a post from a stylist. I didn't know it was for him. I just saw a post that was like, hey, we're looking for new designers. Submit your work. And I submitted my work. Wow. And it got selected. And I had no clue who it was going to be on. Wow. You know, I had no clue that I had got selected. I had no clue that it was going to be on him. And then I had no clue that it was in the movie until I went to the movie.
Wow.
Me and my friends in the movie theater. And I remember the outfit. I remember the day. I remember everything. And I said, wait a minute. Social media. And then me being able to post things and people tagging them. And then just going to this, you know, to my profile or learning about my store, social media has been positive. And then not only that, but living up to what you see on social media. Who you see is who you get, you know, for me. If you see me in the streets, I'm the same person. Man. I try to be polite. I always believe in treating people like you want to be treated.
Wow.
I don't care how far up the ladder you feel as if you're going to get. You have to respect people. You have to not like feel like you got there alone. Mm. And so when you, you know, when you meet me, I want to give you that, Tasha. I want you to know that I appreciate you. I even appreciate you saying hello, because you didn't have to do it. You didn't have to, you know, pick me to talk to. So I try to give you what I want to get. My personality, and then social media, that's all. And word of mouth, I'm telling you all see how we're using social media now.
Mm.
Such and such didn't say anything about the movement. Social media, social media, social media. Mm. Go post this, go do that. Word of mouth is everything. So me just trying to be positive with my interactions so someone could go tell somebody and someone go tell somebody else. So
I love that. Okay. So we're going to wrap it up. I do want you to leave the world. Like, what do you want to say you are? Like, if the last thing that we say about you on the podcast, what do you want to leave the world with? Like, what is DTT and Tasha Green?
Sure. So DTT and Latasha Green is all in the same. We are a business who wants to empower you to love yourself. Mm-hmm. If you can't love yourself, you can't love anybody else. So remember, think positive. No matter what the situation, there's something to learn out of it, and just go for it. Just try it. You never know what you'll achieve if you don't try.
Mm. I love it.
Love yourself. Love yourself.
No, I think really the world needs to hear more of that. Like, and then it's like, it seems like it's common sense, but no, we have to remind ourselves, and just like your gift box, or it's just like, love yourself. You have to remember to pamper yourself.
Yeah.
Go and do that, because we get caught up in everything else. So how can people follow you? What's your Instagram?
Sure. My Instagram is DTT by L Green. My website is DTTByLGreen.com. It's everything on social media is DTT by L Green. And if you want to follow me personally, I have an open page. Like I said, I'm an open book. My personal Instagram is MSLTG, Miss Latasha Green.
Oh, okay. And then are you on Facebook or Twitter or anything else?
I'm on Facebook and I am on Twitter, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I do horrible on Twitter because I just don't know what to say.
I said the same thing.
Just don't do what Donald Trump do. Please, just don't do what Donald Trump do.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what to say to you without like a beautiful picture or a caption. So I am on Twitter, but my Twitter is horrible. I'm not going
to lie. I'm about to say it's a different vibe on Twitter. I'm with IG and Facebook pretty much. Yeah.
And then I feel like Twitter is maybe a little generational, meaning like my son's on Twitter and I don't want to see none of his tweets coming across my timeline.
I got you. Oh my goodness.
Yo, so you just heard it. Listen, like Tosh just said, Tosh just told you, show love, man. Tosh, we're so grateful for having you on the show
today.
Man. I hope our viewers actually love the conversation that we just had, guys. We got Latasha Green from DTT, guys.
Beautiful and amazing. Check out her website, her social media.
Again, it's your boy, Coach B.
And it's Cammy. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week.